Hello, everyone. We're joined by Nicholas Grace.
Hi.
Thank you very much for joining us. Nicholas, you're one of the judges on the final round of the Alan Bates Awards. How did it go for you?
It went all right for me. It's very tough trying to choose one person out of six and decide which is the best one. But they're all very talented, and we put a lot of concentration, a lot of work into it.
Yeah.
So has it been a process as today? I should imagine today has been a very busy day. Have you been involved in the mentoring parts of the day or
no,
the judging?
I was brought in just for the judging. And so we're only presented with six people today. So they've been through 250 people to get down to the last six.
Okay.
Wow. So ours was to choose the one out of the six and two runners up.
Right. And how long did it take you to deliberate?
To deliberate, to deliberate maybe only half an hour, but we began at 2 o'clock and we finished at whatever it was half an hour ago.
Wow.
So we gave lots of time.
Good. Yeah.
Because especially having two actors and a casting director on the final panel is rather good, because as actors, we know exactly what it's like to be auditioned or interviewed, so I wanted to give everyone as much time. I probably want to give people too much time.
Yes,
to try and
of
make
course.
Them feel at ease is what we did. I hope. Yeah. Hope
yes.
Feel at ease.
And did you, because obviously they're very new and very young, because as you said, you gave them time. Did you notice a difference with them by giving them that time? Did they relax?
I hope so. I mean, what I always do, because I direct as well, is to say, what's going to make you feel more relaxed? Talking to us first or doing the speech first?
Mm. Yes.
And it's interesting that today, all except one said, oh, no, I'd rather get the speech over and done with
it. Oh, really?
Usually
oh,
it's the other way around. Yeah. I find that I'd rather just sit down and chat and relax, and then all wanted to go straight into it, which is admirable.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, cool.
Was there anything you were looking for in each candidate? Was there something that caught your attention, or something that you thought, I'm going to see how they cope with this?
Bottom line, I think, for all of us, is truth. First of all, look for the truth of what you do.
Mm.
But the most important thing, we could talk about lots of elements, we haven't got time. The most important thing is to see who is the best out of this lot, because the whole point of the Alan Bates Prize, you know, Alan Bates having been such a great actor, a lot of the younger generation don't remember Sir Alan Bates, and the whole point of having this prize is to keep his name up there, is that you go for the most talented person. So, of course, you're sympathetic towards what they tell you, like lack of money, or they need a grant for this, or they need to pay the huge amount of tuition fees. When you think most people owe at least £30,000 when they leave university or drama school. So that's by the by. This prize helps them with that. But the most important thing is who's got the most talent of this group.
Yeah, absolutely.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
That's great. Okay.
Yeah.
What would your advice be to the winner that's going to be announced shortly? What would the one piece of advice, the invaluable advice that you would give for this person coming out of, with all of this stuff that they get with the Alan Bates Award?
That's so difficult. I just say, right, you want a quick answer, grab it and run with it. Definitely use everything the Actors Centre presents, because it's unusual in this country. See, a lot of actors aren't like American actors who go to class every week. That's part of their existence. We over here think, oh, you've done drama school, that's it, I've learned everything now. So the most important thing for me is to know that you can come to class once a month, once a fortnight, and revive what the things you might have forgotten at drama school. So use what the things are here.
I think the word you said earlier, truth, is probably a good key as well to yourself as an actor and as a realist within our world. Yes,
magnify your truth.
Yes, excellent. Wonderful, excellent. Wonderful.
Brilliant, thank you very much
thank
for your time.
Thank you very much.
Hello everyone, we're joined by Lindsay Colson. Thank you very much for joining us.
You're very welcome.
We're live at the Alan Bates Bursary Award today, and Lindsay was the special guest.
Yes, I was. I'm very honoured to be a special guest, actually.
So how important do you think the Alan Bates Award is to a graduate just finishing drama school?
Well, I think now that actors have such a huge debt on leaving drama school, I think, you know, one of the apart from having a panel of industry people see them, I think they've also got this wonderful package of headshots, membership to here, equity membership. I mean, the list goes on. So that is incredibly invaluable to any actor. And I mean, if I could have had that as a start. So whenever you've got all your other worries and all your other feelings about being an actor and stepping out into the big world, you feel that like you're supported with all that sort of stuff, for want of a better word, material, things.
Things you need.
Things you need.
Things that you need.
That's why you're a director.
things you need that you just think...
am I going to afford to get them?
And you realise when you've left drama school, you go, oh, I actually do need these things.
Yes, you do.
And how do I get them? I don't have them. I can't get work to get them. So
it is a catch-22, isn't it?
Yeah.
So
yeah.
That is brilliant. And also just his first audition outside of drama school, in a way, and getting it will be a huge boost to him, I'm sure. I mean, he's on cloud 9 at the moment. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
You know, long may that reign for him.
Mm. Well, you were talking about sort of Cloud Nine passion, staying with that, because of the way this industry is, and I think that's quite. It's a nice gift to give to people to stay with it, and also you said because your children are interested in it.
Yeah,
and if they don't have it and they don't want it really don't feel it, then
it's funny, isn't it? Because you meet some people that go, I stepped into it, and I think, well, that's lucky, and it's worked for you, and that's lovely. I had such a passion, and for me, it sustained me through the dark times when I've not worked, and will sustain me again through other times. And out of that passion. If it's not, you know, I think I sort of slightly said that if it's not this road, this journey, that passion will be utilized somehow, I think.
I think
that's what we want our schools to give our children in anything, in any walk of life. And I'm, you know, when I see children that aren't passionate, I want to try and instill some passion into them for anything. And that's so that they're there, those young men sitting on that panel. Sadly, there wasn't any women. However, they were judged purely on their acting techniques. Then I just think it's addictive.
Yes.
I mean, I'm a bit jealous that I'm not doing movement and workshop.
Yes.
But you also know that actually you need to keep doing that. When you hear them say that they haven't done it for a while, or they've just had all that training and then it stops, you realise that we just have to keep that up.
Yeah.
It keeps our minds active. And I've spoken for a very long time now. I think it must be one of you.
No,
it's wonderful.
Good.
No, you're absolutely right. Keeping active, keeping alive. That's very important. I think that's probably while I was there, was the most important message.
Yeah.
I think that they received.
Well, I think because I'm older than all of them, and having been through a sort of a long career, and still knowing that, you know, at times as actors, I still doubt myself hugely, or I've done some work and I still don't think it's good enough, or I could have done it better. But that's why I'm still doing it.
But that isn't that
because I care still.
I sometimes think that's a good thing, because we're still questioning and still wanting to learn it and make it better and progress and find the thing we wanted as children.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Well, I think if you haven't got that, certainly at my age now, I think I probably wouldn't do it anymore, because I'd have to have something else that made me feel like that, because I've always had that.
And what would for these guys now, even those that didn't win, one piece of advice could you give them, or would you give them, or to anyone else out there perhaps graduating themselves in launching themselves into this business, what piece of advice would you give these?
I suppose the advice I would give is that sometimes the ones, and this is not to say anything about Luke winning this, is that I just, in my own experience, the ones at drama school that were propelled quite quickly, there's some slow burners, I don't know about you, but there's slow burners that, like, finally found their feet. A bit like Paul was saying, you know, he wasn't 21, he was 40. It's just longevity. You're in it for the long journey, you know, for the sort of... And just to always be prepared, because you never know when that job's going to come, and then you just always be ready, I think. I was always ready. I was always fit enough, or I'd read enough, or, you know, I never thought I was good enough most of the time, but I had to really work on that little voice that would tell me...
You never know when the phone's going to ring, the doorbell's going to ring.
They say come tomorrow.
I mean,
it's very different now, because so much is put on video, not video, even video. No videos.
Yeah.
But everything's done digitally. So it's a different business in a way. Mm. But the one thing that for me, the most important is finding your truth, trying to stick to your truth, trying not to be pushed around by everybody else's idea of what they see. And that's hard, because you're going to have an agent and casting directors. But in learning to really be kind to you, I think. And
really
I'm not
good.
Saying I do that all the time, but I think the older I've got, the more I think I just... Truth. Acting's about truth.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Good.
That's wonderful.
Excellent. Thank you so
Thank
much.
You so
Thank
much,
you so
Sally.
Much.
Thanks.
Brilliant. That's brilliant. Thank you.
Thank you.
So we're joined now by the winner of the Alan Bates Bursary Award 2015, Luke Dale. How does it feel?
Amazing. Brilliant.
Interviews, everyone asking you questions. It's probably a bit manic right now.
Yeah, very much so, yeah.
Are you on a bit of cloud nine?
Yeah, still in disbelief, I've got to say, yeah. But
yeah.
It's lovely.
So which drum school have you just come from?
Guildhall, the mighty Guildhall.
The mighty Guildhall. And you're in your last term?
Yes, last term. All ready to go.
So how do you feel this is going to, this award? Silly question, but how do you think this is going to boost your transition?
First of all, I mean, it's a great opportunity for me because, I mean, I'm not going to have much money when I leave, and it will help with that transition. But also sort of gets your name out there, which is brilliant, and at least people might be talking about me, which helps, you know, when you go into auditions. So all you have to do really is just be yourself and be the best you can be. Mm. And then, you know, so it's very helpful, and I'm very, very privileged and thankful for it. Mm. Yeah.
So how hard was the process, the auditioning process? How many rounds were there?
3 rounds. First one was quite simple. You go in, sort of, you did a Shakespeare in a Modern monologue and then you left. It was very pleasant, though. Second round was a full day. Did a movement workshop in the morning, then a Shakespeare in the latter part of the morning, and then we came back and did a seat. Oh, well, some people went home, then we carried on. And we did TV scenes, interviews, and then an improv at the end with Josie Lawrence. And it was the whole day was just wonderful.
But that's a lot of fun with Josie Lawrence.
I mean, terrifying at the same time, not going to lie, because it's Josie Lawrence. But she made it so much fun, and you weren't allowed to think, you know? You just had to go with it, and whatever came into your mind first was the thing that came.
Yeah.
Which is how it should be, pressure.
And did you think, because obviously you think about, you were just saying about people like Josie Lawrence, Scary, and all these people, that now you've worked with a little while, does it make you feel people aren't as scary? There are scary people out there, but they're not as scary as you might have made believe before, and now having this award, you're sort of with them a little bit.
I guess so, yeah. And also, like, just getting to meet them in the room. They're all so lovely and caring, and they want you to do the best stuff you can do. It's just nice to meet them, and yeah, it's you're right. I'm not scared. they're just people, lovely people that want you to do well. So it's, yeah.
Good, so wonderful. So what is the, out of all the lovely things on this award, what is the first thing you're looking forward to?
I'd say coming back here once I've finished the training. Because in America it seems to be the way that, you know, you finish your training but you carry on, you can just take lessons. But here I think people sort of, they finish drama school and then that's it. And then they go and work, and if they don't work, then they, you know, sit on their bums. But that's a bit of a generalisation, but it's going to be nice to know that I can come back here when I'm having a bit of a slog, and I can work with some brilliant people with amazing workshops, and that's exciting to me. Really,
I think it's also interesting because Paul was saying earlier, Paul Clayton, he was saying about being with your tribe. Do you think that's an important thing when especially when you've just left drama school and you're in this strange world?
Yeah, it's funny you say. I mean, the 6 finalists, the boys, have. It's kind of crazy how absolutely generous, wonderful, kind-natured they've all been. We've really got on as a 6, and we're going to stay in touch, I reckon, because they're really good lads. And it's that kind of thing. You're like, it's a band of brothers kind of thing.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Great stuff. Excellent. Well, congratulations again.
Thank you
so much.
And
look forward to hearing what happens, what your year has in store for you.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Okay. We're joined by Marcus Fraser, one of the runners-up at the Alan Bates Bursary Award. Yes. Hello, Marcus.
Hi, how you doing? All right?
Making us look really small on camera.
Yeah, really.
So, anyway, commiserations, obviously, for coming a runner-up. But congratulations as well, because you get a lot of things as well, even as a runner-up.
Yeah. Neil, who deals with all this thing, is sort of like going to give us a bundle, I think it's £500 worth of a bundle, so you get like your own accountant and they get discounts of different things. So yeah, I'm still really happy. Like, I think for me, like, the award wasn't just winning prizes, like, I wanted to be a sort of ambassador like Charlie, like Elliot have been doing, and just have that sort of like that status of like winning the Alan Bates, but also being a role model to young actors as well. But as a runner-up, I'm still going to try and do that.
You've said it already. You'll last a long time. You've got the gift of giving back. So that, and you haven't even started. So that's wonderful.
Yeah, no, I'm really happy with it. Still, really, really happy.
So, what was the process like? We spoke to Luke as well. He said it was quite grueling, but very welcoming, very friendly as well. Yeah. How did you find it?
Yeah, I mean, the first audition, like the preliminary audition, was sort of a standard drama school audition where you just sort of do your monologues, have an interview, and then you get put through to the recall. But the recall day, I mean, I was sweating within like the first 10 minutes of the movement session, and then the Shakespeare and stuff. But yeah, it was a tough day to go from 24 to 12 to 6. Like, so I think the sort of afternoon of the recall was sort of starting to feel it being a competition. Do you know what I mean? You start to look around and go, okay, who should I now watch out for, sort of thing. But it's been a healthy competition, really healthy.
Has the experience been useful? I mean, is it your first audition other than drama school experience? Is it your first audition process?
Yeah, I mean, I've done like a few sort of like castings for TV shows and stuff, but I think sort of this experience, like, I've learned a lot about myself, like in different classes, like not just expecting something like to happen, like trying, like just letting myself be open and finding different things, which is what I found in the recall day. Like I said on the film, a sort of intimacy with another character that I didn't necessarily have when I first came to the Actors Centre. So yeah, I found different things and just.
So as part of your runner-up, you get a mentor.
Yes.
And who is your mentor?
Lizzie.
Lizzie Roper?
Lizzie Roper, yes. Wow, what a woman. Yeah, I mean,
have you met her yet?
Yeah, definitely. Like, that's what I mean. Like, she's very forward, if I could put it like that. And like, that's the sort of person I want. I want someone who's straight, doesn't beat around the bush, like, tells me how it is. This is how the industry is going to be, and that she's always going to be there, not just for this year, but if I ever need her in the future as well, which is so humbling to hear. Like,
So a mentor and also a potential friend to speak to who has experience within the industry.
Yeah, without a doubt. I mean, I'm not looking to drop her anytime soon. Like, so yeah, I mean, it's great to have someone who's working still and has already got like a backlog of a great history. So to have her by my side is just incredible. Like, I can't wait to start this industry, to be honest. I'm so hungry.
Wonderful.
Excellent. Thanks very much for joining us, Marcus.
No worries.
And all the best for the future. We look forward to hearing how it goes.
Thank you.
We're joined by Jeremy Arne-Jones, the runner-up of the Alan Bates Bursary Award. Welcome, Jeremy. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. Nice to be here.
How does it feel being a runner-up? I mean, commiserations. Obviously, you didn't win, but you still get a lot of good stuff.
Yeah, no, definitely. Like, I mean, all six of us, right from second round, we were like, we're happy to just be the 24 of us, happy to be the 12, and happy to be the 6, and then now I'm happy to be the runner-up. Like, I've never been disappointed like the whole time. It's been very enjoyable, very enjoyable.
One of the bonuses, obviously, all the final six get a mentor. Who's your mentor for the next year?
Lisa Hammond.
Lisa Hammond, excellent. Have you met Lisa?
No, she's not here today, but she left me a little message, so I'm very excited to talk to her. So
excellent.
She seems very nice.
And how was the process for you of going through the auditioning, the screening, and doing all the stages? How was that?
It was tough. It was very, very tough, but it was fun at the same time. It's kind of like auditioning for drama school again, 3 years on after drama school training. And it was kind of, it was a relief to not feel pressured or nervous. Like, I felt like I knew who I was as an actor, and it was good to kind of go through the process and see where I've come after so far. So it was good.
Yeah. And how did you hear about the awards? And did you know who Alan Bates was?
I came to an event called Moving On Up that at the Actors Centre held for drama school students to be introduced to the Actors Centre and all the affiliations, which is fantastic. I mean, the way Actors Centres are marketing at the moment and contacting us from drama schools, because I mean it's very difficult to come into central London to see Tristan Bates Theatre and so on. So it's fantastic they came to us to bring us to them and learn more about the company and learn what they can provide for us and what we can provide for them. So it's fantastic. So,
How does it feel coming out of a 3 years training to the industry? What's your first? Is it scary? How do you feel about the next year? What's coming up?
It's definitely scary, but very exciting. There's a lot of changes happening in the industry constantly, and I want to go out there with a footing. And the Actors Centre is kind of an anchor, and Lisa Hammond, my mentor, will hopefully be able to guide me through the mad changes and the mad world of the industry. So it's fantastic, and I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Okay, well, thanks very much, Jeremy, for joining us.
Thank you so much.
We look forward to hearing how you get on, obviously, with your mentor, and I hope to speak to you again soon.
Thank you very much.
Okay, thank you. Cheers. Okay, so we're joined by Julia Crampsey, who's a casting director and was also a judge at the Alan Bates Bursary Awards. Welcome, Julia. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much. It's great to be here.
How was the judging process for you? Was there anything particular that you were looking for in each of the candidates?
It's interesting because I just arrived here at 1 o'clock today. I had no idea what I was going to be asked to do. I was briefed by Paul Clayton. I sat down with Dame Janet Sisman and Nicholas Grace. We had six CVs, so we knew that they were all boys. So that was a bit of a problem for me straight away.
You didn't like that.
Well, you know, it was quite a thing not to see any females. However, it was explained to me that there was a very fair process, and they ended up with six of the best. Right. And I think, you know, that was proved to be correct, because when they came in and they each did their individual monologues, and then they did a duologue. We watched a scene from a Jimmy McGovern screenplay, Accused, and so they had a fair chance to show every medium. They had a chance to do a modern, a classical, and a television piece. So I think the variety really was very important, because some people work well in theatre, they don't work so well on telly, so and vice versa.
Yeah.
And so it's interesting.
And while you were judging, did you judge the same way you do when you're casting, or did you?
Yes. Okay. Interestingly, my 1, 2, 3 was exactly the same at the end of the process as it was at the beginning.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So you didn't think, oh, these are students coming out. You just, as if you were casting.
Well, you do. As a casting director, you look for potential.
Right.
Because it's not all there, unless you are an amazing, you know, there are a lot of people in this industry that work in all kinds of places. Not everybody's going to do movies. Some are going to work in rep. Some are going to do voice work. Some will do television jobbing actors for 40 years. So what I'm looking for is somebody that I think can sustain a career, because it's a tough job. It's a hard job. And I want everyone that walks through that door to be the very best they can be.
And how was the between the three of you, four of
yes.
you? Three of you. Was it heated?
It wasn't difficult. We all agreed.
Oh, you all
we
agreed.
We all agreed.
Immediately, or?
Yeah, we did. Because, interestingly, we all come from very different disciplines. I mean, I was alongside, you know, an amazing actress that has probably played every role she could have. And Nicholas, I know, has had a very, very varied, long and varied career. I'm a casting director. It's a different... My take on actors are very different to theirs, and they ask different questions to me. Because we had the opportunity to talk to each actor after they'd performed their pieces to see whether they were deserving, too, of the Alan Bates Award. Because I think, you know, the legacy that Alan Bates has left, and his commitment to young performers, which we hopefully will continue with all of us here at the Actors Centre, is an amazing place. That too was an important part of the judging process.
And was it enjoyable?
I've had such fun, I can't tell you. As you can see, I've really, really enjoyed myself. I've met some lovely people. I will be following each and every one of those guys' careers along the way. And, you know, I'm sure we'll be seeing them sometime soon in all kinds of places, theatre, radio, television and film.
Wonderful.
So thank you very much.
Thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you, Julia. Thanks for spending the time with us.
Okay, so now we're with Paul Clayton, chairman of the Actors Centre, and one of our mentors, as one of your mentors, and Luke, the winner again. So, first of all, congratulations again.
Thank you very much. Cheers.
Now that you've had a little bit of talk around and had a little bit more to take it in, how are you feeling now?
Still in the same place. Still in the same. Just, yeah, disbelief, but loving it, yeah. My mum's here. Stepdad. That's all I care about.
And actually, we're from quite near geographically. We're both, well, he's a Sheffield boy and I'm from just outside Sheffield, so that's good. But his mum is doing a fantastic project in Rotherham.
Yes.
I come from just outside Rotherham, a fact I don't know whether I'm proud of or not, but they're doing something called Inspire Rotherham and using theatre and storytelling to get people in what is quite a depressed area to engage, and Rotherham Civic Theatre gave me my chance to start the Maltby Amateur Operatic Society. If you weren't there for my portrayal of Enoch Snow Jr., you don't know what you've missed, Jason. Oh, yes. The smallest of the Snow family tripping away. So what brilliant thing that if we're going to have to work together, which we are, as mentor, which I'm absolutely thrilled about, that we go and we take a little bit of all the stuff that Luke's brimming with, and me going back to my roots, my mother's still up there, and just put a little bit of investment back into a really nice project up there. So that's really exciting, apart from all the other stuff.
Yes,
it's a bit what Lindsay was saying earlier about passion and about, you know, where you come from, and the storytelling is such a wonderful gift. So that's great that you, the two of you, can actually work together as a team in that way. So when does that start?
Oh, I don't know. We're going to talk to her. Well, it's starting quite soon, isn't it? Her project? Yeah. So as soon as there's something worthwhile for us to do, if nothing else, just to get them some good publicity in the local paper, would be brilliant if we can help do that. I didn't know I was mentoring the winner again, you see, because we've got this brilliant system this year called You and Me. So I've mentored the winner for 3 years. Great times. This year we've got You and Me, which is 6 working actors, all mentoring all the 6 finalists. They were allotted to us, and I got Luke, which I'm thrilled about. I saw him in the second round on Saturday for the first time, and I was certainly impressed. But I have to say, I was absolutely knocked out by the standard this year. We've had the biggest ever application. Drama schools are really engaging with us and what we do. I know it's 6 boys. I'm really sorry about that. We had 3 female judges in the second round. But the good thing is they had the balls to go, we're not giving anybody a chance to get through on gender or race or anything. We're going to look for who we believe are the 6 best actors. And in this occasion, that happened to be 6 guys. They fought really hard. They have done it with immense grace. There wasn't one of them it wasn't a joy to chat to this afternoon. And believe me, if you sat in front of Janet Suzman quizzing you about Shakespeare, I think there'd have been a brown stain on the chair if I'd been there. But they managed much better. So that was an honour. And then, you know, I thought, oh, how brilliant, because I thought Luke was fantastic. Really exciting to watch. And then find out I'm mentoring the winner again.
Lucky you. I think it's wonderful, because you were saying earlier, keeping Alan Bates's name alive and what he stood for and being the patron of the Actors Centre. And did you know who Alan Bates was, and how did you find out about this award?
Well, luckily, in second year at Guildhall, we did a project, Greeks, and we did Oedipus, and I played Oedipus, and we did it in a 5 or a 6. And we each shared the role of Oedipus. And Patsy Rodenberg, our director, said, if you want to get the essence of this play, go and watch Zorba the Greek. And I'd never watched Alan before. And I remember sitting down and watching it with a fellow course member in our flat. And we were both at the end, just, it's a very long film, but at the end we were like, wow. And from then on, I never forgot Alan Bates. And then when this came along, I was like, wow, yeah, it's amazing. So, yeah, yeah.
Here you are, the winner.
Yeah, crazy.
So when do you get your Ted Baker suit? That's the most important question.
Can someone tell me? Because I don't.
He'll be taken out. It's not just a suit. He can have a suit if he wants. You can get pretty mad with £1,000 in Ted Baker, and he's going to the flagship store in Covent Garden. They've got. When I was in Coronation Street, all my shirts were Ted Baker. I'll let you know. I may have been Northern, but I had cash. I love Ted Baker, but sadly, when you get to my waistline, you're slightly limited what you can get into in the suit range. This person will not have that problem. I think Ted Baker will be probably quite thrilled that he's going to look so good in their suit. But shoes, suit, shirts, and they've got these fantastic barber shops now. You know, all the old hot flannel, facial massage, cologne. Then they take him off there at the end of his shopping to, you know, do that.
Which is, I think, a wonderful gift, because it's not just about pampering. It's about going and feeling good for your castings and how proud you can be of who you are. Because sometimes I think, as actors, we dress up for auditions, but we still don't feel proud of who we are. And something like that will do that for you, I think.
I think a lot of actors, we are the least, sometimes, best people to honour the fact that somebody's given us a job interview. Because in any other area, when you get a job interview, you dress up for smart. Now, I know we're all told to dress the part, and indeed I have worn Primark myself for characters of a lower social demographic. I have always changed in a nearby toilet and then gone into the casting and then changed back very quickly. You can't go wrong with a really well-cut black suit, because you can wear it with sneakers, Converse and whatever, and dress it down. You can wear it with a good shirt and a pair of shoes, because it goes in. And if you're not looking for a specific brief, it just goes in saying, I'm successful, I'm good, and I thank you enough for giving me 10 minutes, 15 minutes to show my stuff by treating your interview as worthwhile. And it says I'm a working professional. You know, I'm not slobbed up in a pair of ripped jeans and a T-shirt.
Do you remember what you said to me on the second round? You said, clothes mean a lot to you, Luke. And I said, yeah, I think they do, actually.
Oh, God, yeah. This boy changed about four times. His first thing he said... All right, shut up. The first thing he said to me when we met was, oh, hi, hello, where can I change? And I went, well, there's a special service area down there. I think we refer to it as the toilets. And then he came up here in a pair of track pants and something for Polly's fantastic movement workshop, and then at the end of that we were all hanging around and we were going to do the Shakespeare workshop, and then he came out and would it be a good time to change now? So what he doesn't know is that's quite after my own heart, really.
So
it sounds like you're taking it seriously, which is very important.
We're going to have the most fun, because for fuck's sake, we're both actors. We're both going to have to spend a lot of time people saying no to us. They say no to me all the time, you know, mainly, as Elliot Barnes Worrell said in the ceremony, because I'm a bit too ghetto to get the work. But I'm 58 and I have to go and do exactly the same as Luke. I have to go in and read. I have to sit at home. And these days, thanks to people not saying no, the only time I know I haven't got the role is when 4 weeks later it turns up on the telly and I go, oh, well, I'm not in this then. So those are common problems. We may be 40 years apart, 30 years apart, but we are sharing that. And that's what mentoring is about. It's not about me having the answers. It's about we both come from a different place. We both got different things in our kit. I'm sure I will learn things from Luke. I have done from the other three people I've been lucky enough to mentor. And who knows, he may learn something from me. He'll certainly learn how to dress.
Well, that's wonderful. I mean, with everything else we've talked about with you, I think that's pretty amazing. And it looks like you're going to have a good time. And I wish you all the luck this year with everything. So thank you, Paul, as well. Thank you.
Right, Luke Dale, because you're going to hear a lot more about him.
So we're joined now by the winner of last year's Alan Bates Bursary Award, Charles Babalola.
Hello,
hello. So how has the last year been for you, coming out of drama school and winning this amazing award?
Yeah, amazing. I mean, if I could have stood up there today and spoke about how beneficial this award has been for me over the last year and how much, you know, I loved winning the award, I would have gone on for ages, but, you know, we only had a short amount of time. But, no, it's been amazing. Won the award, came out, was auditioning, and just being able to have the name of the Alan Bates on your back is also, was also a big thing. I'd go into auditions and people would be like, oh, you won the Alan Bates Award. So, yeah.
It really gave you good. A good credit, credibility, yeah. Straight off the bat.
Really good. And you could see today, people from the BBC, you know, really good, distinguishable casting directors here, because it's, you know, people in the industry know it's a really good award to win. So,
yeah. So it was a good, because in casting auditions, there's sometimes icebreaker, so it was a good conversation opener as well, I would have thought.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I remember I'd won it, and it was around the time when I was finishing drama school, so I'd signed with my agent, and I was going up for more and more auditions, and a lot of the time when you're meeting these casting directors for the first time, they'd sit you down and they find out about you, and the Alan Bates bursary was always an easy icebreaker, you know, just speaking about it and, you know, speaking about how credible the competition is, and winning that, I think, puts one leg in the door before you start. So, yeah, really good, really good.
How has the mentoring been for you? Because I know that's one of the key things that people get from the award. Mm. And all of the six finalists have been able to have that this year. Yeah. How big was that for you starting out?
Yeah, amazing. I think it's so great that the Actors Centre are doing that now, that every finalist is getting a mentor, because, as I was saying in my speech today, coming out of drama school and having a mentor who was Paul Clayton, who was my mentor, who was in the industry already, so knows how it works and is an actor himself. But having that, it was amazing, because there were so many times I just needed to be brought back down to earth, which Paul is really good at. Maybe when I'd had an audition that I thought went really well and, you know, I was really excited to find out, or an audition that had not gone so well and I was not feeling so great about it, or, as I said in my thing, getting really close to getting a job and not getting it. But Paul was really, just to be able to have somebody post-graduation in your first year out to speak to and knows what, and that person knowing what they're talking about and bring you back down to earth was amazing. And I'm going to try and keep in contact, because obviously our mentorship finishes now, because it's a year, it's only a year's kind of, not contract, but you only get it for a year. But I've told Paul already, you're not getting rid of me that easy, because he's such a knowledgeable guy and he knows what he's talking about. So just to have that relationship with him is definitely something I want to keep going, even if it's not in a mentor sense. But
And throughout, I mean, obviously there's many things on the award. What do you feel was the, I mean, they're all wonderful things to help. What do you think really, or was the first thing that you thought, I can use that, I'll do that first?
Oh, I don't know if I can think that far back. I mean, every single thing you get, I think it's like 10 individual things part of the package, are amazing. But a few things that have stood out over the years, having an accountant, which people normally pay from £200 to £400 for the accountant for that year. I got that for free, which is... my accountant being able to sort out my taxes, you know, when money's coming in and how much money I need to save for my taxes, because obviously, so as an actor, you're self-employed, so you've got to save a lot of money for tax. What else? The Actors Centre, being able to come to the Actors Centre and do classes, like a little personal one for me, I'm writing a play at the moment, and I did an adventure in playwriting course where they got a playwright to come in and she speaks to you about the structure of writing a play and how you structure a play and building the characters and all of that stuff. And I came out of that, it was one of the best workshops I've done here, and I came out of that having even more hunger to, you know, go home and start writing the play. So that was amazing. But being able to come to the Actors Centre and, you know, hone your craft, you've left drama school, sometimes you're not doing anything, but being able to come here and, you know, keep it going, keep those imaginative juices flowing is a really big thing.
So being able to explore, be playful with all the acting, but have all that great structure behind you. So it's like a step. You have that step up, that structure behind you, foundations.
Yeah,
continue.
Yeah. Because you can't forget that you're in drama school for 3 years. You're constantly honing your craft for 3 years. Like at Lambda, we would do 10 to 9 days. 9 to 9 days, you know, it was pretty full on, and that's movement, voice, acting classes. When you get to the third year, you're constantly rehearsing and working on plays. So that's 3 years of a rounded training and you constantly honing your craft and working on something. And when you come out, if you're lucky to be working, it's great, and you know, you can hone your craft there and, you know, be filming or working in the theatre. But when you're not working, there are times where you could just be like, is it slipping away from me? You know, I need to find something to do to keep it going. And it's amazing that the Actors Centre do that, where you could just come in. You obviously have to pay for the classes, but if you're really serious about it, it's a great opportunity to take, I think.
That's excellent. That's good. I hope that gives people an insight as well of what the Alan Bates Bursary Award offers young actors that are just graduating. So obviously all the details available on the Actors Centre website.
And if you're thinking about doing it next year, do it, because it's an amazing competition, and yeah, it's fun. It's good.
Excellent. Okay, thank you very
much. Thank you very much, Charles.
Excellent. Right, well done.
Care.
Thank you.
Thanks. Take care.